Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Chapter 4. Afraid of Moses. Many people seem to have a special antipathy to Moses, and to anything that pertains to him. Let anything be quoted from the first books of the Bible, and they will cry out, "Oh, that's in the law of Moses!" Or, "Moses wrote that." Well, what if he did? Does that diminish its value? Why not as well say when the Psalms are read, "Oh, David wrote that," or object to other prophecies because Isaiah or Jeremiah wrote them? Why is there not as much reason in objecting to things quoted from the epistles of the New Testament because they were written by Paul, or Peter, or James, or John? Was Moses inferior to these men? Was he less favored of God? Hear what the Lord said. "If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." Christ testified that to disbelieve Moses was to disbelieve in him. "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" Moses wrote of Christ. He wrote of the sacrifice of Christ, of justification through faith in his blood, of the coming of the Lord, of the resurrection of the dead, of eternal life, and of the glorious reign of the saints in the kingdom of God. Let us beware, lest, in speaking disparagingly of Moses, we be found rejecting the Master, of whom he testified, and whose reproach he suffered. E.J. Wagoner.